BJ and Jamie.
Looky here, people agree with me.
About what? About
the music's
what?
Too long. Yeah. Every song should be 30 seconds, just like Jack Black.
Yep, right.
I agree with that. I agree. We get more done around here, right?
Oh, man, if I was an artist and I heard that the chicken, Lava Chicken song made it on the Billboard Top 100 at 34 seconds, I would be like, are you kidding me?
Jamie, I've never said it here, but every day I go pick up Frog. He's 7 at his school, and we listen to Lava Chicken all the way home.
God.
That thing is looped for a 20-minute drive.
I bet it is.
First it was the shark song. Then it was this, and then now it's Lava Chicken, man.
You're going to miss those days. You're going to miss
no,
them.
No, you're right.
Oh, my God. My
you're
kid
right.
just told me he might stay in California for the summer. Like, what?
And you're pulled on that because it's good for him
it's
with what's being offered to him.
Right.
But at the same time, you're a little bit, you know, you're a little,
I did
you
not
know, you want him home.
I didn't give him any guilt. I was just like, that is amazing. You know, I didn't give him any guilt.
Yeah, but you want to be a little selfish about it.
And I said, well, that's good because I'll just move out to California for the summer.
Yeah.
That's what I said.
Be living right down the street.
Yep.
Jamie will be live from San Francisco from now on.
Exactly. God.
All right, when we come back, I'm worried about this volcano. Can I play you the audio?
Costa Rica?
No, the one in Alaska.
Oh.
They're saying it could affect us.
I thought there was one in Costa Rica.
I don't know about that one. Now I'm really worried.
Wow.
I got to look into that. What? Hey, Spindell, Costa Rica, man, look it up.
Wow.
There's a volcano in Alaska. They're saying that sucker could blow at any moment. I mean, like right now. It could blow.
And also I was getting ready to read that.
I don't know about the Costa Rica one.
Yeah, it says there's a red alert in Costa Rica, highest level for the volcano at the national park in Costa Rica. This was issued on April 23rd.
I don't think the one in Costa Rica would affect us. The one in Alaska, they say would.
Really?
Yeah, they would get the ash.
Oh, you ash.
Yeah, kiss my ash.
I already did the ash hole thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Well, there's no reason to do the story now. We're done.
Our two jokes are over.
The only two jokes we had. No, seriously.
Wow.
People in Alaska got to get out of there, man.
Oh, they're evacuating?
Well, they're not evacuating, but they've told everybody that it would be safer for you if you got the hell out of here. There's like 300,000 people or something like that.
Do you have a news story?
I do. And I'm going to play it when we come back.
Oh, okay.
I got to take a break real quick here, but we'll play it when we come back. The volcano. All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show from the Belco Studios here in Denver. Currently, it is, what does that say? 40-something degrees, right? 41 degrees. Going to be 70 today. Mostly sunny. A little bit of clouds. Not too bad, though. Let's see here. What were we going to do?
We were talking about, first of all, let's just say what happened. BJ had a whole thing. And anybody that has a kid knows these days. You know that day when you get that call and they're like, I left my backpack in your car.
I'm glad you're talking because I'm so out of breath.
I know.
From running down to the parking lot to look at that backpack to see if it's there.
Is it there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Frog is all bent out of shape.
Well, yeah, because it's a panic time because they have all their books and their planners and all this stuff in it.
So we got to figure that out. Big emergency going on.
Yeah,
big emergency around here.
That's what's going on here. And everybody with a kid can relate to this because it's just like,
it's so hard to keep up with everything. I mean, we have baseball. We go to this. We go to karate. Where's your uniform? Where's your cleats?
That's what I was
going
to say.
Where's this?
That's what I was going to say. The biggest pet peeve for me was the uniform. Where are the socks? Because they have to have all the pieces together.
Yep.
And then, my son had this great idea for snowboarding because we could never find snowboarding stuff. He just got a huge bag and we just put all the crap in it.
The problem is though, we go to baseball practice or we go to karate or whatever. He doesn't want to change. He wants to wear that home.
Right.
Then it gets lost. If we would just take it off, put it in the bag, it would always be there.
Yeah.
Okay. We're always looking for the damn hat.
That's the thing is then we create a system where we had 4 bags for every different thing.
Yeah. We're trying those.
Man,
Jamie.
They got stinky.
I know. You never wash them. I agree.
Try carrying around the hockey bag.
Yeah.
Oh, you can never wash some of those pads.
Those pads, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no cleaning those.
Football was that way, too.
Febreze.
All right, quickly here, I want to mention this volcano. It's in Alaska. Now, did we look into the one in Costa Rica? Is it a problem?
Yeah, I think it is a problem.
Is it a problem? Did you look into it?
It's smoking, but it's... it's not like a huge problem for us, no.
Not for us, okay. but here in Costa Rica.
Yeah, in Costa Rica it is.
And it cut tourism by like 60%. Nobody's going to Costa Rica right now.
You got nowhere to go. I mean, you got nowhere to hide.
I know,
right?
Yeah.
So a volcano goes off, then you're stuck.
Yeah.
You're stuck. This one is in Alaska. They're saying it affects like 300,000 people. If this thing goes off, it's a big deal. In fact, you could feel it here in Colorado.
From a bird's eye view, this Alaskan megavolcano looks peaceful.
Yeah, it's definitely steaming.
That heavy steam could mean something explosive is coming. As officials warn, it is possible the volcano could erupt in a matter of weeks or months.
It is a snow-capped mountain, but looking inside, seeing the steam coming out, there's a green lake in the middle of it.
This entire region is just shaking with earthquakes right now.
Mike Williams can see the steam himself from miles away.
Of course, we got to keep a constant eye on the volcano.
They say the volcano, if it blows, ash is coming to Colorado.
Wow. And because of the jet stream.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called. Jet stream. What's a Gulf Stream? That's a jet, right?
And if this,
I think it is.
If this sucker blows with all that lava and you got chickens, then you know what that means. It's lava. Steve's lava chicken. Yeah, sticky as hell. Ooh, mama sleeping now. You're ready. She blows.
Super spicy. It's a lava time. Lava time. Why did that work?
That was my punchline.
He did that story just to play that.
You
get all that? Volcano in there. If you got chickens.
That was
you
a
get
long
the
walk.
Lava. Lava. That's all I got with that story.
Good night, everybody.
I thought that went out, didn't I?
Yeah, you really did. You really did.
Did I catch you off guard just a bit?
A little bit, because I was like, wow, that is about lava, isn't it? You know, because you just kind of sing the song, and you don't think about a volcano at all. I've never put that together with a volcano.
No. Yeah. You had that story this morning with a lava chicken.
You know, I get it. Yeah, I get it.
And if this thing blows,
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
I get it,
and if you've got chickens. Lava.
He's on repeat. He's just on repeat.
That's comedy. That's comedy right there. That's funny. I don't care what anybody says.
Right?
That's funny.
Exactly. Are you okay today?
That's all I got on my list today.
Lava chicken.
Yeah,
that's
it took me a whole page to write down that joke.
Oh, no.
A whole page. Yeah.
I'm excited. Did you guys see what's his name is Jeremy Renner? Did you see how he said he died? Reiner.
No.
Reiner?
With that accident
Reiner.
That he had.
Renner.
Yeah, with the accident. You know when he was
the snowplow.
Yeah, he was run over by his own snowcat. Yeah, he said he died.
He died? Did he have a near-death experience?
Yeah, he did.
Dude, you guys have no idea how much I'm into near-death experiences.
I know you are.
He read a book about it. I read books about it. I listen to the podcast on it. I'm obsessed by it.
He said it was all electricity. He said it was just electrical. He said it was really calming. Did you get the audio?
If you play number two, he talks about how like breathing saved his life and all that stuff.
You're on fire and you're being struck by lightning. It's all at once. It's overwhelming. And to the mental acuity to have to just focus on just one thing, and that was breathing, because I wasn't breathing and there's no way my body was going to breathe because it was crushed. So that sort of that part just saved me, just keeping it zooming out, focusing on just breathing. So I wasn't going to breathe. Didn't matter that my eyeballs out of my head, that my legs were all twisted up like a pretzel. Doesn't matter. I'll worry about that later. You got to breathe first. If you don't, I'm passing out, and then my body's not going to breathe, and organ failure, and then I'm dead.
Well, that's not it. But he talks about how he died, and he said it was like this electrical moment where he said it was very peaceful and very calming. But he was like, he said he felt like he was just electricity, and like he wasn't real.
Wow. Energy.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Yeah. That's the word he used.
I'm a big believer, folks. This near-death experience stuff is starting to catch on with the experts, scientists. There's too many people that are having this experience, like Jeremy, and people people are just blowing it off. There's something to it.
I told you when I died. I didn't really die.
You didn't die.
No, but when I thought I was dead, so I jumped off a gigantic cliff in Lake Havasu. I mean, it was too high, and I couldn't get down. And they said, you have got to jump. You can't climb back down because you'll die.
Yeah.
So I had to take the jump. And I mean, and my legs went out. I landed really wrong. And so I was down there, and I was looking at all the fish. I mean, in my head, I was down there for an hour. And so I was down there, and I was looking at all the fish, and I was like, that's so peaceful. I'm just going to take a nap down here because it was just so nice. So I'm just going to sleep down here. And then I was like, oh, my God, my friend will kill me if I don't come to the top, and she'll be so mad at me. And so I had that much time to think about all of that. But if you watch the video, I jump, and I literally pop back up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. that whole time frame stuff, it just... There is no time.
It's weird.
No time. Yeah. It's a whole different thing. And I've experienced that too. I really have. I was scuba diving, and I got down too deep and started sinking further down and didn't realize how deep I'd gone. I was in 140 feet of water, and then all of a sudden, it was just calming.
Right.
And I'm like, it doesn't really matter if I go back to the top now. It's like I'm
isn't
peaceful.
That weird, you
I'm
guys?
All I'm all for it, you yeah. know. And even in my head, I said, this is where it ends, right here in the ocean, in the Bahamas. I mean, I couldn't.
And you feel like it's hours, and then it's not.
Yeah, and then next thing I know, somebody grabs me from my BC on my back and pulls me back up, and it's the dive operator.
Right.
But I was the same way.
Dang.
It's a weird deal weird. If you've ever experienced it.
Yeah, I'll try to find the audio, but he doesn't really make sense. I mean, I can't really follow what he's saying about his when he died or whatever. I can't follow because he's talking about how it's a lot of time, but then it's no time. Kind of what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly what you're saying.
I bet I could follow it because I've listened to so many of the stories that I think I could. I'd like to hear that. I want to hear it.
Well, it sounds to me, though, that death is peaceful.
That's what they say.
You know? Yep. So,
that's what they say.
Give us all some
That's
comfort.
What they say. All right, folks, there you go.
There you go, right?
Yeah.
Our motivation for today.
That one time when I felt like I was, the next thing I noticed was there was my grandpa with all those chickens and lava everywhere.
No,
lava. I saw my grandpa and his chickens with lava everywhere when I went to heaven.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9.
Sorry.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. What was it?
I was singing a bird, 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 bird is the word. I don't know why.
Bird, bird, bird. Did you?
Over Morgan Wallen.
Did you run for your HOA at one time?
No, I said I was going to, but I did not.
You did not run for it?
No.
How's your HOA doing these days?
We got rid of that one
bitch. You had that one lady that was a real pain in the butt.
She was going to sue me for talking about it on the radio.
Right? I know. She came after you.
She was crazy. No, we have a great one now.
I'm
really happy with them. They're so nice.
Do they walk around the neighborhood looking for problems, or you really got to be blatant for
you
them
have to be, yeah. Like for them to bitch you. At you, you have to be. Pretty well. I'll just tell you that right now I have a car in my driveway because you're not allowed to park on the street, and it's my neighbor's, their daughter's home right now. So I just said, just put it in the driveway so we don't even get a letter.
Right.
You know?
So you're complying.
Yeah.
No problem. Whatever. Mm-mm. I got an HOA story when we come back from this
Yours
break.
Yours is
here.
Voluntary.
No, not for me.
Oh,
this
okay.
is different. Okay.
I got you.
This is in California. An HOA has told the people of that neighborhood they must leave their garage door open from 8 a.m. till 4 p.m.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
I did see that. Did you see how they're getting around it?
No. All right, we'll come back to
okay,
it.
Okay.
All right, we'll come back to it. This is absolutely ridiculous. And they've been called out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things going on here. All right, we'll get to that, the HOA story, when we come back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Listen to this, you guys. We can make some quick money.
How?
Somebody just texted us and said, I will send you guys $1,000 if you shut off the repeating Sprouts commercial on the app.
Oh.
Whoa.
I'm totally down.
How do we do that?
I don't even know, but for $1,000, I'll figure it out.
We got to look into it.
I know.
Hey, Spadil.
Yeah.
That's easy money. That's paintball money there, buddy.
I know. I got to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, that's how desperate they are not to hear the Sprouts commercial over and over.
That person literally texts every single day.
They're just over it.
HOAs. All right, this story's out of California. I guess the HOA discovered somebody living in a garage, right? And it made them mad. You can't be doing that. You cannot have people in your garage living there, okay? So they came up with a rule that you must keep your garage door open from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. every day.
Right, because housing right now in California is so out of control, and people are just storing people for money, basically.
Look, it's like a room, right? Yeah. Right? It's a room.
The person that came up with that rule, though, is a dummy. Okay, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
And not to interrupt, but I am going to. The dumbest rule ever is the Colorado law that says people that sell you ammunition have to talk to you first.
What?
Have you seen that rule?
No.
Yeah.
If they sell you ammunition.
They have to talk to you.
They have to talk to you first.
They have to interact with you.
To make sure you're not.
I don't know. You can't just buy it off the shelf at Cabela's. You have to talk to somebody.
Oh, like start up a conversation.
I like talking to people, though. I like that law.
I don't know. I just like to get my ammunition and go. That is the dumbest. I don't want to have to talk to anybody.
So what are you doing today? Tell me about it.
It's like the lady at Starbucks at the drive-thru.
Oh, my God. Every time.
Oh, God. She drives me nuts.
So anyway, what are your plans for the rest of the day?
Yeah. Like,
why do you care?
All right, anyway, back to your story.
Back to the story. Yeah. HOA California.
The mandate from the Homeowners Association says residents must keep their garage doors open. Failure to comply can result in a $200 fine.
If we have to have this open from 8 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, anybody can help themselves and steal your blind, and they do it in this Auburn Greens complex.
This is not safe.
Shally Ia keeps her garage door closed, fearing what might happen if it's left open all day.
This will just be an open door policy and saying, welcome, take what you want.
Open door, you're right.
Especially since it went viral and on the news last week, and so, or a couple weeks ago, I guess, when this all went down. And so people would just know, if I'm a criminal, I heard about this, I'd be just going in that neighborhood.
Wouldn't you, though?
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that? Leaving your house in the morning to go to work, nobody at your house, and your garage door. Doors are wide open.
People are
dumb. We keep a lot of crap in the garage.
Yeah, well, and then people were getting away with it. They were just cracking it.
just a little bit.
Because that's open.
Well, now the backlash has been just out of control.
Yeah.
And they've been pointed out to how stupid this HOA rule is, and they've rescinded it.
Until further notice, they said.
They said they were going to investigate the safety hazards with this, and then they would get back to the residents of the area once they figured out if it was safe or not.
That is so dumb. I mean,
even a dumb statement.
Yeah, it is. Because everybody right now, as I heard it, they're all just cracking them.
Yeah.
So to avoid the fine. I mean, because that's open, quote unquote, open.
Yeah.
Because they didn't put it in the bylaws open, wide open. It just said the need to be open.
You got to be specific.
Yeah, exactly.
Alice 105.9 BJ Jamie Morning Show, tabloid trash. We'll do it next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
I have to say, I love what Dolly Parton does with little kids and reading and all that. She's releasing another children's book December 2nd. It's called Granny Has Big Boobies. Brett Favre is in the news. I guess he's getting a Netflix special, whether he likes it or not. It's coming out May 20th, and that Jets girl, man. She's not happy with him. She said he ruined her life. She's the one that he sent his wiener to.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, I think we have some audio, correct?
Yeah. We have the trailer for it.
All right. Here's the trailer.
In the life of Brett Favre, not everything is what it seems.
He starts to go through life thinking, I can do whatever I want. At what level does that stop?
I was at a game and someone said Brett Favre wanted my phone number. And I just kept saying no. I started getting text messages. And then I started getting voicemails when I was like, oh, I'm in serious trouble here.
Had to come up with that.
Maybe we shouldn't be surprised that he got caught up in a federal welfare misappropriation scandal.
You take money intended for the poorest. I don't know how he sleeps at night.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
When someone shows you who they are, believe them.
I agree. I don't want my heroes. I don't want my heroes coming out like that and being painted that way.
I never really grasped. I can't wait to see this. I never grasped the whole thing that happened down in Mississippi.
Yeah, me either.
He was like on a board for... he was helping with poverty or something like that, and he got government... I think this is how it went. He got government grants and all this stuff to help all these people, and I think he took it.
I think they were fixing up homes, and they were even feeding homeless people and different things that was going on at the time. And I guess they're claiming that he took the money for himself, but I don't want to believe that.
Yeah.
I kind of like Brett Favre.
Well, and I felt like he made enough money that he could have, you know.
Now, he's denied a lot of this.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, he said that that's not true at all, but he's being, you know, pretty much pigeonholed as a thief.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. This is kind of crazy. Anyway, so again, it comes out May 20th, so look for it on Netflix. Jeremy Renner, he's the guy that he had that cat, that snow cat, and he didn't put the brake on. And he didn't lock the tracks, and then he got out of the snowcat, and then it ran over him, and he almost died. He's on is he promoting a movie or something?
He has a book.
Oh, he's got a book.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much. Anyway, he's talked about every facet of this, this whole situation. He recovered miraculously. Remember when we thought, like, he was never going to be the same?
Yeah. Thought he was going to die.
Yeah, yeah. And he couldn't walk or anything, and he just pushed through the pain. Well, yeah, I was on the Joe Rogan show, and he talked about getting off Oxycontin. Here it is, number one.
One of the harder things, worse than the accident as well, is getting off Oxycontin. And I got off pretty quickly, and like, that's gnarly stuff, man. I'm glad it was there for, you know, the pain for me, but like, I wanted to get off it as soon as possible, so because it's highly, highly addictive. And coming off that stuff was gnarly.
It's so hard, and you have a really strong will, and some people don't.
I know.
And they put all people on that stuff.
It's crazy, dude.
Yeah.
It is really, ironically, I was supposed to be doing a movie about the Sapra family.
Wow.
Yeah. But it was supposed to happen like literally that April or just that spring. Obviously, that got canceled because I had to... take Oxycontin to kind of get by. But then I had to get off that stuff real quick, you know.
That's weird.
Isn't it?
Yeah, the timing of all that.
Yeah.
He's hooked on it, and he's supposed to do a story about the people that actually created the stuff.
Right, that is bizarre.
That went in cahoots with all the doctors to prescribe the Oxy.
I can't believe they still prescribe it. That is the craziest thing to me. That's the first thing I gave my sister after a car accident.
It works. It's just you can't get off of it.
Well, and then the other thing is I have another friend that he has, you know, chronic pain or whatever. And he's like, there's nothing out there. You know, he's like, I just stay on aspirin because I don't want to go on Oxy. But they have created that new painkiller that's not addictive. But the thing is, nobody can find it. It's not available yet.
Oh.
You know, everybody's talking about it like, oh, my God, this is a miracle drug because it's not addictive. But nobody can get a hold of it. It's like those Oxy people are like, yeah, let's just push that over the side.
Exactly.
What good is it if you can't find it?
Yeah, exactly.
Need it now.
Bill Belichick, we talked about this earlier, you guys. This is crazy. We learned that Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, she has to be on all the emails from UNC. That was part of the deal. She has to because she manages Bill, apparently. And so she needs to be on any kind of conversations that they have. Even if it's about plays, she has to be on it. And I was like... can't she, like, sell some of this to a different college or something?
Oh, for sure. She could if she wanted to.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, the whole thing's just bizarre.
It is bizarre.
I also saw this report. She filed a trademark for Belichick's version of his phrases, like all the stuff that he used to say when he was in the Patriots, like the Patriots way. They filed a new copyright for the Belichick way and stuff like that, and they're trying to, like, build this whole brand. She's... utilizing all this stuff.
Man, she's in his ear, isn't she?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow.
I don't blame her for that, though.
That part sounds smart.
Yeah, that sounds pretty smart to me.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a brand. He is a brand. Yep. It's just her sticking her nose into his job. That's where the problem is. It's like, you know, look, you don't have to be a part of this. North Carolina did not hire you.
But you know what's happened is that she's putting her name as a trademark owner.
Oh, yeah.
And he has no
Everything's
idea.
Everything's in her name. Because, I mean, the same with the social media. He has no idea what she's posting on social media at all.
Yeah, remember when he's like, I'm what? They're like, you have her on your feet, and then she's doing a pose, and he's like,
I don't even remember taking that picture.
It's like, he goes, yeah, I'm on those things. I don't follow them.
I think you have to lay down the law. The next interview he does, you're not allowed to ask him about the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That way he never knows what's up there.
Yeah, some of the trademarks that Schmidl is talking about is do your job, ignore the noise. I don't know if you can trademark do your job.
I don't either.
It's just a general saying.
Yeah, right? Anyway, we'll see what happens. But she was sporting a big old diamond ring, you guys. And now we're thinking that she pressured him into saying, like, let's get married. They're making fun of me, Billy boy. And so he's like, okay. And they put a ring on it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so they also said that CBS had a part two planned to interview him. And they, CBS, now this is a big deal if you think about it. CBS is the one that canceled. And so we don't want to do a part two because she's interfering too much. She delayed the production, and we won't be told by a girlfriend what to do.
Yeah. And Bill Belichick, I don't think he realizes it, but we're all starting to see it, that as much as she wants to build this brand, she's actually destroying her brand.
Yeah.
Because he had his own brand way before she came along. He won too many Super Bowls not to, okay? He is the coach. He got hired at North Carolina, and she's not helping the brand at all.
At all.
No.
In fact, she's making him look senile.
She had dementia.
Yeah.
So yeah. That he doesn't know what he's doing.
What?
And you don't want that going into a, you know, a coaching position.
Exactly.
First year in a contract.
And like I told you earlier, she was on the field. And I mean, they're at practice. And she just keeps running over to him. He can't even coach.
Yeah. And he's really up against the wall because North Carolina is not a football school. So he's got his work cut out for him.
Yeah, they're
not
known for that.
No.
He wants to be the next Dion, I guess.
I guess. We'll see.
Speaking of Dion, they caught him in the airport, and they said, Dion, what do you think about the whole rumor that the NFL was against you? And he said, God is great. And then they said, Dion, what do you think about Shador going to Cleveland? And he said, God is great. And then they said, are you upset about this? And he said, God is great. And then they shut his door.
One of the best interviews I've ever heard. That was solid.
I was like, you can't say anything else.
I would hate to be one of those reporters that have to walk up to random celebrities and just ask them questions and then just get denied.
Really uncomfortable questions too, right? So we'll see what happens with Shador. I know that BJ's rooting for him.
I'm rooting for him. Yeah. I hope he does well. I think that he can too.
Yeah. So
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, he's going to be sitting on the bench.
Well, you got to figure the first year, he probably will be. You got Joe Flacco up there, and he's going to be a starting quarterback more than likely. But, yeah, he'll be on the bench. But that doesn't mean he can't come off and create something down the road.
Look at Tom Brady.
Flacco.
I love that Joe Flacco.
He used to be here.
Yep.
Sounds like a fart name.
Flacco? It does. Hey, was that you, Flacco?
God, I totally Flacco'd. I don't know why. Fans are calling Hailey Bieber super creepy. They said that she copied the Selena Gomez acceptance speech word for word. Now, this is not the first time she's done this. She seems to do this and not even know that Selena Gomez is in her head. Because somebody had put together side-by-sides of Selena Gomez on her cooking show and then Hailey cooking. And Hailey says the same things that Selena says. It's so bizarre. I think she doesn't know she's saying it.
It's like subconscious that she's taking it in. She's watching Selena's videos and then just doing it.
Because didn't your wife say you do that?
All the time. Like, so she'll be having a conversation with a friend and I'm not even paying attention. I'm like watching hockey and then all, like, I swear this great idea pops into my head and I say it out loud like, we just said that.
That's what she said. Bree says that he doesn't even pay attention.
I do it all the time.
But then he repeats exactly what Bree said.
Like it's my thing.
Yeah. I got a video that's they're comparing.
Oh, okay.
They
all
compare
right. Thank
it.
Thank you. Here we go.
At home. This is my amazing kitchen, which is set.
Can you turn down?
We actually are in my real kitchen, in my real house. This is not a set. This is where I really live. This recipe is one of my favorite childhood dishes, and Nana and I thought it would be fun to share it with you.
Ruth.
This is my Nana Ruth. This is my mom Kenya. And Nana, what are we making today?
Bon chiquesu.
Okie dokie. Okie dokie. Okie dokie. That's my real home.
Isn't
everything
that creepy?
Yeah.
I mean, it is. They compared them, and it's like, this is my Nana's favorite meal. And then Hailey, on her cooking show, she's like, here's my Nana. What are we making, Nana?
That's odd.
It's so weird. It's so weird. And then Hailey was at some award show or whatever. She has the beauty brand something. And she said exactly what Selena Gomez said when she won for best beauty brand. It's weird. She has, you know what they call it? Carcinism.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carcinism.
Carcinism. I don't know what it is, but they have it.
You definitely don't want it.
No, you don't. And then finally, Beyonce, the tour, they're calling it, would they tell you that they called it? Like the crap tour or something? I don't know. But anyway, Oprah was there. She looked fantastic. But I agree with BJ. They kind of did a panoramic thing. And man, the seats were really
about obvious. A third of the venue is completely empty. Man, empty seats everywhere. And if you can't, and now here's the thing with Beyonce. If you can't sell it out in L.A., you can't sell it out anywhere.
Yeah,
okay? If you go into Houston or even Denver, wherever, you can't sell it out. L.A. should be the mega. That's why you start the tour there.
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't work out.
No. So, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.